This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Melbourne's waking up to fresh sounds of Joy 94.9's Wednesday breakfast team. Rise up with Ginny and Adam, Joy 94.9.
So you're the executive editor of Huffington Post Gay.
I am, that's me.
Moving over to your awesome president, Barack Obama, how he declared a couple of days ago June as Pride Month. Happy Pride.
Happy Pride, yeah. You know, it's really exciting. Obama has really done more for our community than any other president before him. And people fault him and say that he hasn't done enough. And I think that's fair in some ways. There's a lot more that he could be doing. But, you know, he was the first sitting president to come out in favor of marriage equality. He's had a lot of different people from the community to the White House talk about issues. And I'm very proud of what he's done for us.
That's fantastic. And I believe, Noah, in your in North America in June, I believe you have most of your pride parties. That's mainly due to the Stonewall riots. Is that correct?
Exactly. Yeah, most of our major cities, San Francisco, L.A., New York, we all celebrate at different times in June. Do you guys have an official Pride Month down there?
No, we only have Mardi Gras, which is every February, March. And we have something called Midsummer here in Melbourne, which is the second largest. We have that on. But no, we don't actually have a Pride Month. We should, though. It's something we need to put to our government.
Yeah, let's make that happen and I'll come down for it.
Oh, absolutely. No, tell us a little bit about yourself being Huffington Post's executive editor for the gays. Tell us about how you got there.
Sure. You know, I used to work at Out Magazine, which is another gay magazine. And I used to do cover stories on people like, you know, Lady Gaga and Britney Spears and Daniel Radcliffe. And I really loved that job. But when I heard the Huffington Post was going to start a section for LGBT people, they gave me a call and they said, you know, do you want to come and do this? And I told them no at first because it seemed like such a big job with so many people having their eyes on the page. And, you know, there are millions of people a month come in and read what we do. So it kind of scared me a little bit. But they told me, you know what, you can do whatever you want. You can design the page however you want and you decide what's important. And we're really going to trust you to sort of be a voice for the community. And when they said that, I really couldn't turn that down. So we've been on the web for almost 3 years now, 2.5 years, and we are the number one LGBT website on the internet. And it's really an incredible job and very humbling to get to be in so many different people's, you know, living rooms and offices and have people come to us when they're looking for, you know, not just news, but also, you know, entertainment and culture and discussions about what's going on in the community.
Rise Up is podcasted through iTunes, Stitcher and joy.org.au/riseup. You're with Ginny and Adam, Joy 94.9.
I'm on the Huffington Post gay website. Sorry, Huffington Post. And I'm just going through it and you know what? When I think of gay news, I'm always hit with, you know, like there's a rally, there's a president that doesn't like this and like that. And it's really depressing. However, besides, there are a few articles of that. But as I go down, There's articles that actually matter to me, especially like dealing with gay body shame as an example. As a man, as a male person who, you know, I used to be say 227 pounds. Let's put it in the equivalent for you. I'm now about 160. So I'm going to the gym, but you know, I do have excess skin and all that. And then when I do go out into say over the weekend, we were out promoting Joy for our radiothon. Mm-hmm. And see all these guys in like really, you know, tank tops and everyone has a certain way and everyone stands a certain way. And it was really depressing to think that, you know, after all this hard work, people are still looking at me thinking, oh my God, he's just flabby. You know, he's obviously, you know, doesn't go to the gym or anything, where that's the complete opposite. But it's good to see that what I'm trying to get to is that it's good to see that there are articles on your website that actually do matter. And it's not all about, you know, the president of Venezuela doesn't like this or Russia this, mm-hmm. Russia that, because I'm sick to death. Someone comes up to me every day and says, Russia is still anti-gay. I'm like, well, you know what? That's like saying MH370 still hasn't been found. It's old news. Let's move forward.
No, it's very true. And, you know, that's one of the things that we try to do with the site is that we want to have as many different stories on the site that can talk to as many different kinds of people as possible. So something that I'm constantly thinking about is, you know, who is not represented on the page? Do we have enough people of color? Do we have enough international stories? Do we have enough stories about transgender people or bisexual people? You know, our main story at the top of the page today is about agender people, so people who don't have any gender.
It is. That's the the embracing the neither, isn't it? The profound portraits of a young agender individuals challenging notions of gender. That's the one?
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, I don't think you're going to see a story like that on very many other sites, whether they're LGBT or whether they're mainstream. So being able to offer lots of different viewpoints, lots of different stories. You know, I say if there isn't a personal story at the center of every article, then we're sort of doing something wrong. Because, you know, it's important to pass laws, it's important to have policies, but that's not what changes people's minds. People's minds are changed because they hear about someone else and they think, oh, I'm actually a lot like that person. Maybe we have our differences, but I can relate to what they're going through. You know, when someone comes out and they say, I'm gay or I'm transgender, and you didn't know that before, you have to reconsider what that means. And, you know, we're seeing more and more that the more people come out, the more people are accepting of gay people. So that makes me excited to hear that you found something on the page that spoke to you, and that's what we're trying to do.
Absolutely. I'm so happy to hear that there is Huffington Post, such a pioneer in the publication and media industry as well, to take a stand out there and actually put a page aside for our community. I'm so glad there are people like you, yourself, Noah, heading these up too. So thank you very much for your time. I know you're a very busy man living in New York City.
My pleasure. Take care, you guys.
More breasts than CNC Drive Factory. You're rising up with Jeannie and Adam. Joy 94.9. We're rising up.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.